Is that Kenyon?
Yeah.
That's a chicken breast.
But now there's a particular.
And then you got a bone. You eat a meal. I have done that. One with that bone.
Yeah.
Put a half in it and you pull it half.
Yeah. And what do you call that kind of bone?
I call it a pull bone like that one.
Okay. What do you call the second growth of hay or clover? The first growth is grown up.
That's hay.
And you cut it off.
Yeah,
and then it grows right back again.
That's hay.
Yeah. And would you call it a second crop or a second growth?
The first crop, the last one, that's the last, that second crop.
Okay, fine. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal? Made out of cornmeal.
Corn.
Okay. What are some things that your wife makes out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
You talking about dumplings?
Yeah.
The dumplings in the same.
And how does she make the dumplings?
Out of flour.
Does she put cornmeal in them?
No, we get flour put in it.
Okay. Well, what are some things that she uses cornmeal for?
I see the more folk done to make them same and put dumpling, what I call a dumpling, put in greens. On top of greens, my mother had that many times, and it too.
Okay. And what besides dumplings?
Huh?
What are some other things besides dumplings that people make out of cornmeal?
Well, they make sometimes out of flour.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about corn dodgers? Do people ever make those?
Yeah, I see my mother making them corn dodgers. You roll them up, put them in a little ball, put them in the pot, put them in the thing, and bake them.
I have some of mine and make corn muffins.
Yeah, corn muffins too, but make all kinds of things. I cook everything myself.
Well, now what about hush puppies? Do you ever have hush puppies?
Hush puppies?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog meal. I had that too. Now you're going to work in the woods and things, camping. Put that thing in a pot. I'll put some meat in there from me before. And put that some meat in that thing and stir it up and put a little sugar in. Put some salt in that thing. And pepper. I call it a mush.
Uh-huh. Okay. So mush is cooked.
That's a quick eat.
Well, so is that's cooked pretty much the way grits is then, isn't it?
Man?
The mush, is that cooked like grits?
Yeah, it's like grits. It's cooked like grits.
Uh-huh.
That's a mush.
Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Let me see. Put it in the ashes. That's a mush, too.
Okay.
That's a mush.
Well, now what about when they just clean off the hull and then mix up the bread and cook cornbread right there on the hearth, next to the fire, in the ashes.
And on top of it.
Yeah.
That's called a cornbread hush.
Okay.
Cornbread hush. That's what my mom called me.
Okay.
Clean the pan plate off and put it down there, and then put the cornbread down there, and then put that shit cool on top of it.
Yeah.
You see, I've been also at you, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, that's good. You got all this information. That's
right?
Good. That's great.
I've been also with you.
What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
That muffin.
Well, what about just the ordinary bread that you buy at the grocery store?
That roll.
Now, the white bread and loaves.
And roll. Light bread and then corn, then little thing, corn, little biscuit roll.
Yeah, okay.
Corn, little biscuit roll. I'm by that store now, little biscuit roll.
What do you call a round thing with a hole in the middle that's sweet?
That's a muffin.
Okay. And what about one that's got a hole in the middle of it?
The same thing.
Okay.
Same thing, muffin, the same.
Okay.
I see me in town, you know, got a hole in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That's a muffin, too.
A donut.
Huh?
A donut.